To the blessed one, the Lord, who fully attained perfect enlightenment, to the teaching which he expounded so well, to the blessed one's disciple, who had practiced well, to this, the Buddha, the Dhamma, and the Sangha, we render with offering our rightful homage. It is well for us that the Blessed One, having attained liberation, still had compassion for later generation. May these simple offerings be accepted for our long-lasting benefit and for the happiness it gives us. The Lord, the perfectly enlightened, the Blessed One, I render homage to the Buddha. The teaching, so completely explained by him, I bow to the Dhamma. The Blessed One's disciple, who have practiced well, I bow to the Sangha. Now let us pay preliminary homage to the Buddha. Homage to him, the Blessed One, the Worthy One, the Fully Enlightened One. Homage to him, the Blessed One, the Worthy One, the Fully Enlightened One. To him, the Blessed One, the Worthy One, the Fully Enlightened One. Now let us chant in praise of the Buddha. The Tathagata is the Pure One, the Perfectly Enlightened One. He is impeccable in conduct and understanding. The Accomplished One, the Knower of the World, he trains perfectly those who wish to be trained. He is teacher of gods and human. He is awake and holy in this world with his gods, demons, and kind spirit, his seekers and sages, celestial and human beings. He has by deep insight revealed the truth. He has pointed out the Dhamma, beautiful in the beginning, beautiful in the middle, beautiful in the end. He has explained the spiritual life of complete purity in its essence and convention. I chant my praise to the Blessed One. I bow my head to the Blessed One. Now let us chant in praise of the Dhamma. Well expounded is the Dhamma of the Blessed One, can be realized in the here and the now, beyond time, beyond thought, inviting investigation, leading inwards to the heart, Nibbana, can be understood by the wise each for themselves. I chant my praise to this teaching. I bow my head to this truth. Now let us chant in praise of the Sangha. They are the Blessed One's disciples who have good conduct, who have upright conduct, who have wise conduct, who have dutiful conduct. That is the four paths, the eight kinds of noble beings. These are the Blessed One's disciples. Such ones are worthy of gift, worthy of hospitality, worthy of offering, worthy of respect. They give occasion for incomparable goodness to arise in the world. I chant my praise to the Sangha. I bow my head to the Sangha. Now let us chant our salutation to the Triple Gem and the passage of encouragement, the Buddha, absolutely pure with ocean-like compassion, possessing the clear insight of wisdom, destroyer of worldly self-corruption, devotedly indeed the Buddha I revered, the teaching of the Lord like a lamp, illuminating the path and its fruits, the deathless, that which is beyond the conditioned world, devotedly indeed that Dhamma I revered, the Sangha, the most fertile ground for cultivation, those who have realized peace, awakened after the accomplished one, noble and wise, all longing abundant, devotedly indeed the Sangha I revered, to this salutation shall be made, to that which is worthy, through the power of such good action, may all obstacles disappear. One who knows things as they are, has come to this world, and he is an Arahan, a perfectly awakened being, purifying the way leading out of delusion, calming and directing to perfect peace, and leading to enlightenment. This way he has made known, having heard the teaching, we know this, birth is suffering, aging is suffering, sickness and disease is suffering, and death is suffering, sorrow, lamentation, pain, grief and despair are suffering, association with the dislike is suffering, separation from loved one and our prized possession is suffering, not attaining one's wish is suffering. In brief, the five aggregates of grasping are suffering. These are as follows: identification with the body, identification with feeling, identification with perception, identification with mental formation, identification with consciousness. For the complete understanding of this, the Blessed One in his lifetime frequently instructs his disciple in just this way. In addition, he further instructs, the body is impermanent, feeling is impermanent, perception is impermanent, mental formation are impermanent, consciousness is impermanent, the body is non-self, the feeling is non-self, perception is non-self, mental formation is non-self, consciousness is non-self, all conditioned phenomena are impermanence, there is no self in the conditioned and the unconditioned, all of us are bound by birth, aging, sickness and death, by sorrow, lamentation, pain, grief and despair, bound by suffering and obstructed by suffering. Let us all aspire to complete freedom from suffering. The Blessed One who long ago attained Parinibbana is our refuge. So too are the Dhamma and the Sangha. Attentively we prepare the pathway of that Blessed One with all of our mindfulness and strength. May then the cultivation of this practice lead us to the end of all kinds of suffering. Okay, the closing puja we will chant in Pali. Arahang sama sambuddho bhagava buddhang bhagavantang abhivademi. Suakato Bhagavata Dhammo Dhammang Namassami. Supatipanno Bhagavato Savaka Sangho Sanghang Namami. Okay. Okay, we have finished our morning puja, followed by, we are supposed to do our morning mindfulness, calm stretching exercise. So get ready with the weight, then we assemble over there, we are on the line, then we can have our simple exercise. We develop some form of mindfulness, followed by some muscle stretching exercises. Okay. Okay. Form four rows or four or five rows or so is okay. Okay. Oh. What happened? Oh, maybe the terminal is not tight. So those who don't have weight, I think the battery is low again. But it was just changed yesterday. Oh, okay. Never mind. It's okay. No need. Okay. It's okay. Testing, test 1, 2, 3. Or maybe too far, the reception is not there. Okay, we start out by running on the spot. Okay, we will off the light, then you can have half an hour of meditation. Just silence your mind, relax. After you have done the mindfulness exercise, when you sit, it's a lot easier. Okay. The four support is very important. Relax. Then aware. The word aware means silent, no movement or thinking. Whatever thought arise, let it arise. It will finally dissipate and slow down. So when you maintain aware, don't do anything, the mind will settle down. Then the third support is to maintain for as long as you can this ability to be aware. Just relax and aware. Actually, if you know how to do it, it will be very easy. Then I always told cultivator, meditation is very easy when you understand. In fact, you just relax and silent everything. Then your true mind, without thought, will arise. It's actually all the time there. But because of your thinking, your heedless thinking, your defilement, and also your mental hindrances, off the whole thing. Because of your mental hindrance, defilement, that's why it clouds the mind. So you don't have the ability to be aware. Because most living beings, they are very, very deluded and heedless. That's why they don't have a chance to experience the true mind, the silent mind, which is tranquility, stillness, and peace. So now you have the mindfulness training. You sit, you relax, silent. Very fast you will enter into that calm state. Then after that, you maintain the silence, relax. Whatever mind state that arise, relax into it. When you relax into it, your anapanasati will become more and more quiet. Then later on, it will become very, very subtle, no more movement. Then you just stay there until the mind enters sati. Then use that meditative mind to understand things. Because we have a physical body, we have the aggregates of mind. Then there will be contact, leading to all the content of consciousness that will arise simultaneously. And because of your mindfulness, you can see them very clearly. You can be at the moment of feeling, when feeling arises. Then any part not relaxed, you will know. Then you know how to stay there, relax into it. Then if you can, you should have a little bit of joy. I mean, smile. Don't be too serious. When you are too serious, your face is very tense without you knowing it. So just relax into it. Then develop some form of joy or happiness. If you want to develop it more easily, you radiate love and metta to yourself.
May I, this body and mind of mine, be well and happy. When you feel the well-being and the happiness, your facial muscle all will have joy and it will relax by itself. Okay, I'll let you meditate on your own. Then when the 30 minutes is up, I will ring the bell. on the light. Yeah? Just on the light. Okay. You can slowly, mindfully, come out of the meditation. Just maintain whatever inner peace, inner calmness, and inner mindfulness that you have developed. If you continue to maintain your mindfulness, it will stabilize very fast. Your mind will become very different. So this morning, how do you find your meditation? Are you able to experience the calmness, the peacefulness, the mindfulness, the awareness? How is it? How is the meditation? When no response? Oh, halfway, half sleepy. What about the rest? It's very quiet, it's very still. There are a lot of chirping sound of the birds and insects, everything. But the nature is very beautiful today. Very beautiful. Like yesterday, very still. Okay, anybody wants to report your meditation? Just put up your hand. Yeah, Colin, yes.
Hi, good morning. For me, today is a bit different. My mind is a little bit alert. And I keep on telling my mind to give me some time to be with my nature.
Yeah, very good. Just allow you to settle down, relax, maintain the silence.
But for the whole entire experience of the meditation, my mind was keep on coming up.
Initially, let it come out, because the thought will come out. Because you are not able to develop the spiritual faculty, not stable. Then the mindfulness in the daily life not developed. So it will come out where you are still new.
But this time I was not sleepy.
Yeah, definitely. Aware. If it's not sleepy, you are awake, then you can see all this. You just let it be. Don't do anything. Don't have any dislike. A lot of meditators get it wrong because when they feel that they are not peaceful, not calm, not mindful, when a lot of thought come out, they get agitated and they are not happy with what is happening. They want good meditation. That's where the mental hindrance come out. The mental hindrance appear because you have this dislike for what you are doing. That is what duality is all about. You accept the reality at peace, then what happens is the like and dislike is not there. When it's not there, means there is no mental hindrance, then your sati will take over. The silent mind will take over. Then whatever thought that arises, it will slow down. Slow down. You have to experience that slowing down. Then suddenly, the thought like no more. Like the whole mind suddenly become very quiet. It's like in the middle of the night, you stay up very late. All of a sudden, all the traffic sound, the vibration of nature, all suddenly like completely reduced. Then you can feel the silence of nature. It is more or less the same.
Okay, that's all. I just wanted to report. Thank you.
Okay, good. At least you report the same. Then after you relax, did you relax? You relax. What happened to the mind? Does it slow down or does it continue to arise?
Actually, this was a very, very short time. The mind just settled down. I think I was just more on the breathing.
If you can tie to the breathing, it will help you too.
Because the breathing will reach a natural, what they call, natural breathing, which is your natural breath. When it's with the natural breath, the breath will continue on its own naturally, but your awareness is with it. And when you can do that, the sati is already established. Then when the sati is already established, you will feel the calmness coming in. Then immediately, not long, the piti, the spiritual calmness, the spiritual joy, the what they call meditative calmness that you experience. For people who are experience it for the first few times, they will feel the effect very strong. It's like there is a spiritual rapture. They call it the mind like in a state of joy, rapture inside there. Then they feel very good. Then they will like to meditate. Then that time the energy will come. But you remember to relax into it during that time. And when you relax into it, it will become more and more refined. More and more refined. Then the mind settle down to become very blissful. You will experience sukhang, very blissful. Then after that, relax into it. And it becomes very quiet, very still until no movement. During that time, you will experience the silent mind, your true mind. Then that time, you are very different. You really feel the calmness, the peacefulness, the quietness, the tranquility, the stillness, which is your true mind. And meditation is to train yourself to develop this meditative mind state. With this meditative mind state, you can understand many things. Then within that silence, whatever that arises, whether it's an external vibration that imprints your hearing consciousness, it will be very clear how you function as a human being, what actually happened upon contact, what actually happened. It's not only contact, you become conscious too. And after you become conscious, what happened? What did you do? How did the mind respond? You will experience them. Then in between, you will hear all the chipping sound of all these birds, all these insects, everything. They are very loud. Very loud. And sometimes the bell and all those things along the rooftop, the small bell, the vibration, very clear, all this sound. And sometimes you can hear your own kayamitas breathing. Some they will have the heavy breathing because they are trying to develop the anapanasati. Then there is a lot of things in nature you can actually detect them because your mind is sensitive. You can hear now the chipping of the bird are very loud. And the flowing stream, everything. When your mind is in sati, it's very sensitive, you can feel all these things. Then when you, whatever movement, sometimes you blink your eye, you are aware. Then your hand, how it feel when you hold it somewhere, depending on how you put your hand. Some put it in front, some put it at the side. Then some just relax and sit and put it on the armrest and all those things. So whatever you do, as long as you are relaxed, the mind will settle down. When the mind settles down, you will experience the quietness, the peacefulness. Then this mind is naturally already quiet, still. But because you are not able to stop the thinking. So because of that, this thinking clouds the mind. And sometimes because your spiritual faculty is not stable, the mental hindrance come. So when the mental hindrance come, you are not aware, you are not relaxed, you don't know how to handle them. And then they hinder your mind from entering the meditative state. Then you become agitated, unhappy, dislike and all those things. So you learn. Every sitting is an experience. Every of this meditation is an experience for you to learn, for you to understand. That's why they call it self-knowledge. There is no easier thing than learning about yourself. Self-knowledge needs a lot of mindfulness, a lot of observation skill from yourself. To understand yourself is not easy. You are finally, when you truly understand, this is not you. But this one is, the form and mind has a lot of condition behind. That's why it behaves that way. And everyone is different. Yeah. And every individual has very funny personality, character, and karmic past. That's how you start to see it manifesting. Then when you understand, when you straighten your view, when you transform, again you become different again. Like my daughter that day say, you are different all the time. When she was young, she was different. When she grew up, she was different. Then now she is different again because your thinking, your outlook, your understanding make you different. Otherwise you become all the way conditioned by karma. You cannot change. You are just the way you are. But as you understand, you start to develop better personality, better understanding of life. Then your understanding will transform the form and mind. Yeah. But what is important is wisdom. Finally, when wisdom comes, it completely transform the whole form and mind, and the form and mind after that, no longer deluded, will have the good life. It's just like the Heart Sutta say, in true emptiness there is wonderful existence. Then you get to experience all the beautiful mind state you never experienced before. Then for the first time in your life, all of a sudden no more of those worry, fear, anxiety, heedless thinking, agitation, every time happy, unhappy, pleasant, unpleasant. Then everything like can affect you. And you are like very busy. But when you have the understanding, you transform, you like got nothing to do. Understand not? you like, every now and then you are so tranquil, so peaceful, so aware. And with the understanding, everything can be understood. That's why it's totally different from a heedless way of living life with all the problem, anxiety, fear. You suddenly transform into somebody who is very heedful, mindful, sensitive with the understanding. That's how meditation transforms a person. And with the Dhamma understanding, that person will be completely transformed. And he will be a blessing to all. Then he will be able to help himself, loved one, and whoever whom he get to know. Okay? We better go for breakfast. I think 7:30 already. I heard my wife alarm. Oh yeah, 7:30. So pay respect to the triple gem. Then we will go for breakfast.